Here's a word for today
from Vision 180 magazine.
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14 says, "Do not neglect the gift you have." Luigi Tarisio was born in Italy and collected violins. He took great pride in scouting out rare finds and purchasing only instruments of the finest quality. Few really knew about Tarisio's passion, however, until after he died. It was while his estate was being appraised that some 246 valuable violins were discovered in his attic. One of the most expensive, hidden in the drawer of an old dresser, was Stradivarius he purchased from someone who had also bought it solely as a collector's item. A Baptist preacher remarked that, in preserving the instrument, Tarisio had robbed the world of all that music. And when we think about it, others before him had done the same. In fact, by the time the greatest Stradivarius in his collection was finally played, 147 years had elapsed. Henry Van Dyke said, "Use what talents you possess. The woods would be very silent if no birds sang there, except those who sang best. If you wait until you can perform perfectly, you'll never do it at all." Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, "You are the world's seasoning to make it tolerable." If you lose your flavor, what will happen to the world? And you yourselves will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. "You are the world's light, a city on a hill glowing in the night. Don't hide your light. Let it shine for all. Let your good deeds glow for all to see so that they will praise your heavenly Father." Understand this. God will hold you accountable for discovering your talents, developing them to the fullest, and using them to glorify Him and bless others.
The Word for Today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.